Fix It Up Life.
We're go for hustle and flow from a dance plumbing booth at Design Construction Week.
We reduce, reuse, and recycle with green guru Ron Jones from Green Builder Magazine.
Lamps Plus lighting expert Michael Murphy runs us through an array of design destinations.
And the lovable James Young talks about kitchen craft in his DIY network show, I Hate My Kitchen.
The pipeline is full, and it's all happening right now on My Fix It Up Life.
Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. So glad you walked into my life, into my Fix It Up Life.
Sanding walls before you paint? Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's dust-free sander. Attach to your wet-dry vac and go. No drywall dust on your furniture, no tough cleanup when you're done. Buy online at Amazon.com.
Rebuilding Together believes that everyone deserves to live in a safe and healthy home. For nearly 25 years, Rebuilding Together has provided critical home repairs for low-income homeowners in need. With support from volunteers and skilled professionals, Rebuilding Together affiliates complete 10,000 rebuild projects every year, working to revitalize and stabilize vulnerable neighborhoods and communities across the country. Join Rebuilding Together and rebuild in your community. Find out how you can make a difference and get involved at RebuildingTogether.org.
We're back inside My Fix It Up Life, and we're at the Dan's Plumbing Booth at Design Construction Week DCW, first ever.
K-Biz.
With my wife, Teresa.
Yes, and my husband, Mark, and we are in comfy chairs, and there's just hundreds of people milling around. This is like we've been coming to the International Builders Show, Kitchen and Bath Show, for longer than I'd like to say. And it's awesome to see so many people around at Design Construction Week with them, the two shows
yes.
marrying together.
And it shows that I think we're digging out Ron Jones from Green Builder Media, who's joined us. We're digging out of this 2008 to 2012 disaster, and it's coming back. Things are happening. People are working on their homes again.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it's evident at this show more than anywhere else. The last 4 years, it's been, you know, sort of like going to a wake. But this year, you feel a tremendous energy. There's good energy. There's lots of people. There's a lot of activity. People have stopped sort of feeling sorry for themselves and said, what the heck, we're going to work our way out of this. I just think there's a more positive attitude. And you're seeing the result of that is that there's more interaction between the different sectors, too.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. And you said a couple things that segue into what's on my mind quite a bit. You mentioned power and working hard. We have no power at our home right now because we've just been smashed with an ice storm, which was 10 inches of snow north of us, which is our, like, 80th snowstorm this year. And we're in unheard-of weather, and I can't help but think, I don't know if I've ever seen a winter like this in my life. And is there a tie-in to what you work on every day with Green Builder Media, or am I just making this up?
Yeah, I think there absolutely is. What we're seeing, it's not something that you can categorize or you can put into some analytical form that makes sense all the time. I think we're just going to continue to get hammered with surprises. If you look at the drought in California, I think that's the tip of the melting iceberg, and that's going to spread eastward, and we're going to be in a drought situation in the southern half of the United States for a long time to come. And in fact, you heard it here first. I think what we will see is a weather pattern in the southern half of the United States, including the southeast, where you've seen a migration in the last few decades of manufacturers and businesses and so forth. You've seen a real growth of urban areas in southern states and so forth. But with the demands that people are going to have due to weather events, extreme weather events, storms of all kinds, I think we're going to see a reverse migration back toward the north, because that's where the water is. I think water is going to be the defining factor.
I'll tell you, we do not have a water problem where we live.
No.
My basement's filling up right now. The sump pump's off.
Oh,
so, yeah, I get it.
But see, water is an availability and a quality question. If the folks in Charleston, West Virginia didn't think they had a water problem either until they got that big chemical spill. So, I mean, it's a very delicate situation. If you look at the kind of extreme weather that we've experienced over the past couple of years around the country, and, you know, even going back from there, just a few weeks after the big storm that hit Greensburg, Kansas a few years ago, I was in there. I went to New Orleans shortly after the storm down there when Katrina hit a few years ago. Joplin, Missouri, I could keep going. And the fact of the matter is that the real challenge for these communities, whether we're talking about rising sea levels or whether we're talking about intense tornado-type storms, drought, wildfires, I mean, my God, California may go up in smoke before they get some rain. The commonality there, the factor is that these people are trying to find ways to create a more sustainable community when they rebuild, so that they have better durability, they have better safety for their families, and, you know, that power that you were talking about, they're more self-reliant, so they're not having to depend on the power company 100%. They're not having to depend on the local, state, or federal government for the things that are necessary to sustain their daily activities and the security of their families.
It's too bad you have no passion about this topic. I mean, dozing off a little bit there.
Yeah,
I didn't get
enough coffee this morning.
And this is another thing that fascinates me, and I could talk with you for hours, is getting off the grid. How can we, little steps, big steps, I'll zero
be
this question.
Not so reliant.
Zero
yeah.
little steps mm-hmm. we can take as regular homeowners
yeah.
to start splitting our way off the grid. You know, wood, if I had a wood stove in my house, it'd be toasty.
We
no one would
to.
Have to go.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are going
to
be shocked because this is completely unrehearsed. You're hearing it for the first time. This summer, I'm actually starting work on the Green Builder Sustainability Institute in a remote part of southern Colorado. It's completely off-grid. We are going to be data testing. We're going to be plug and play with different systems. All of the renewables, we're going to be working with photovoltaic, with solar thermal. We're going to be working with geothermal, also wind power generation, and even micro hydro that's stream driven, and all the building systems that we're familiar with here. So the building envelope, all of the components that go into that, all the windows, the mechanical systems, and of course all of the water saving appliances and devices and fixtures that are so critical to a more sustainable model.
I want to go. Can we
yeah.
go?
Absolutely.
Can we help build it?
Yeah, can we help build? Can we spend a week? And
maybe we could broadcast from
yes.
up there. Yeah.
I yeah. want to go. Yeah.
Well,
yes.
give me a few
Sign
months to get a few buildings up there and,
yes.
and we'll do it.
That
do
would
you
be
have to
amazing.
Go in there on a horse?
No, actually, a snowmobile will get you in. No, you can drive in. You can drive in when the road is passable, but then you have to come in by snowmobile.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, amazing.
Man, I want to hang out in a place.
Well, see,
that's
I always wanted my place that had my own zip code, but no mailbox, and I finally found it. So.
Well, I want to change the topic a little
okay.
bit because I wanted to talk to you about 3D printing and 3D printing
yeah.
and, you know, sustainability. And, you know, people are talking about printing, you know, plastic, wood, all kinds of different materials. And how is that, from your perspective as a sustainability expert, how do you feel about that?
Well, I think that it's the most interesting innovation in resource application that's come up in a very long time. And I haven't really seen too much discussion or heard too much discussion here at this show about it, but I was here last month for the Consumer Electronics Show. And, I mean, that and sort of automated cars and the transportation piece were really the talk of the show. And so I think what happens is that it starts with those really geeky, innovative, great minds that are in that consumer electronic arena, and then it spreads into other industries. So it wouldn't surprise me if next year or the year after that, what we're seeing is a lot of these manufacturers having components that go into their products that are the result of 3D printing technology.
Wow. Yeah.
Stuff, and then it becomes like stuff that people use. Like I used to... 200 years ago when the internet came out and all these companies were starting that are now staples of our daily life, like Amazon. Big story, they weren't making any money. They were draining millions of dollars. Obviously now they're financial juggernauts. But they were like t-shirt companies, put a little thing on a t-shirt, they were making
yeah.
zillions of dollars.
Yeah.
And it seems like it's kind of like that.
Yeah.
The minute you can make something goofy out of it that people want.
At the other end of the spectrum, though, are these huge corporations. I was privileged to hear a presentation yesterday by the Vice President of Sustainability for General Motors. man named Michael Robinson, and he brought some parts that they make that go into cars that we buy, and one of the most fascinating was a plastic panel piece that is in the internal part of the door that is made from those recycled oil booms that they used to collect the oil spill when the Horizon Deep Water pumped all that oil. This stuff was going into landfills, and their sustainability division said, you know, there's actually some component parts in there that we would turn into something else, and now it's a usable piece that doesn't have any toxicity or any environmental impact, and it's going into an automobile, for crying out loud.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Is that cool?
Unbelievable.
Trash is the other thing that I'm fascinated
he
by.
He is obsessed by trash.
I read books about trash.
Yeah. Well,
and I've been hearing, you know, like some municipalities are trying to require, you know, not actually, you know, to limit the amount of trash that you can dispose of, and you have to sort it out and all the different things. And from a contractor perspective, from a builder perspective, how much that is to manage, is that something that you guys have at Green Builder Media that you're talking about to try to help, you know, people in the field trying to work with all of that?
The industry has made really great strides in the last 30 years in this. I can tell you there was a point in time where the typical house that I would build, and that was a pretty substantial custom home, might have two or three 30-yard roll-offs that we just couldn't do anything with. And just because we had the initiative internally, we were able to reduce that by two-thirds and recycle material that you wouldn't even imagine. And we just did that on our own initiative. When we started finding the educational platforms and the ordinances that required people to do that, and teaching people that they were going to save money by doing it, all of a sudden it became common practice. So I would say that the waste stream from construction and demolition across the country has been reduced tremendously in the last 20, 25 years.
That's such a good thing.
Stay with this stream. Ron Jones, Green Builder Media, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
We're flowing into a break, and we'll be back with more of my Fix It Up Live.
He's a Labor Day weekend, I was 17. Bought a Coke and some gasoline. I drove out to the county fair. When I saw her for the first time, she was standing there in the ticket line. It all started right then and there. Oh, the center sky made a perfect sunset. That's the day I'll never forget. I had a barbecue stand in my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that knitted skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad track. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. Worked so hard with that first kiss, and I don't forget something like that.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect, but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with Therma-True fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting Therma-True.com and Fipon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
She had a suntan light and red lipstick. Worked so hard with that first kiss. And I don't forget. I said, I don't forget. I said, I don't forget. Something like that.
Welcome back to My Fix It Up Life with my wife, Teresa.
And my husband, Mark.
Inside the Dan's Plumbing Booth at Design Construction Week.
Which is our version of vacation.
Which is our version of what?
It is. It totally is like our vacation is coming here.
We love coming here.
We do.
Seeing all the cool products, the technologies, the people, our friends.
Yes.
Playing some music.
Yeah. Well, I don't think we're playing.
I don't technically play.
Technically, no.
I delegate that.
No.
Come on, play some music.
No, we are joined by a guest.
And we're joined by Sharon from Dan's Plumbing, who is going to check down some cool, trendy, new things that are happening here that you can put in your kitchen.
Right
in
now.
Fact, put it in your kitchen.
Now.
Yeah. What would you guys like to talk about, our new kitchen designs?
Well, I was checking out the kitchen faucets earlier. And
the Midtown, the Parma.
Yes. And how you can pivot them and when you pull them out. And
the
it's
new
like
retraction
it's,
system.
The
uh-huh.
retraction system is wonderful because that is so frustrating when you're using a faucet and it doesn't quite go back the way you want it to. And over time, it's sort of...
The pull out, the pull down, that just
sad
sort of,
and weepy.
Yes.
It just sort of hangs there and doesn't really do anything.
It loses its motivation to perform for you.
I know, that's absolutely the worst thing.
Yes.
So we spent a lot of time working on this new retraction system because we felt that it was really important that from an overall construction perspective and that feel, that user friendliness, that it have a very tight retraction system. We're also introducing a magnet, which sounds very simple, but what it does is it really makes it lock into place so it sits very firmly back in its dock. So
nice.
no weepy, sad faucets that are hanging out with their spout waggling around, so to speak.
But that sounds like such a simple change to make such a big difference.
It really is. I think that the best products are the ones where you kind of look at them and go, duh. That makes so much sense. Like,
it's
you know,
true.
Why didn't I think of that? You know,
yeah.
Very, very easy. And also part of that retraction system, we've introduced a new hand-tightening weight system. So instead of having to climb underneath your sink with a screwdriver in the middle of the night and taking something that looks somewhat like a hand grenade off the bottom of your faucet hose, this is very, very easy to tighten with one hand and remove and adjust later if it starts getting hung up on things underneath the sink.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, because that would happen. You start pushing things, all your cleaners and stuff under the sink, and it knocks into that weight and traps it so that you can't... Then you're up there, get it out, and then frustration happens, and
right.
Then you need to remodel your kitchen.
Right. It's because we all have those 10 containers of Clorox cleanups that we got on sale at Costco shoved up underneath
yeah.
the sink because we know we're going to need that, right?
Yeah, exactly. So
no,
then,
we don't have that.
I
no.
know, me either.
No,
no.
That's those
I know.
Other people.
You open up underneath our sink, Better Homes and Gardens Organization article.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it is.
It
really?
Is. Yeah. It's amazing.
Wow, you guys are
absolutely
amazing.
Absolutely, no question about
we
it.
We actually just cut pages out of the magazine and put them on top of all the clutter, so it looks like it. It's like wallpaper.
That is a brilliant idea.
It really is. Home organization.
You guys are putting the fun back in home improvement. Absolutely.
Yeah, and the
reality.
It's real. It really is real.
Now, that weight also dials in sort of that feel in the hand of when it pulls back. It pulls back, doesn't shoot out of your hand, but it doesn't hang there either. You've balanced that so that it goes back nicely.
Right. We have an internal guide system that basically takes any pull or any drag out of it, and it makes for a very nice, clean feeling retraction. So you're right. You want it to snap in tightly, but you don't want it to come back like the cord on your vacuum cleaner when you step on the little thing and it takes out the dog, which back in, something
yeah.
very nice. So it makes sense, but it's something that's practical and meaningful.
So when people are walking around the booth and they're playing, because everyone touches. This is an industry where we can't help ourselves. We have to touch and feel all the products. And when their reaction, when they're using it here, I mean, are you just smiling?
Absolutely. They go over and, they pull the first one down and they kind of look at each other like, well, that was cool. Does the next one work like that? The next one? But you're right. I think the plumbing industry is very, very tactile. People talk about sales on the Internet, other things that we find over and over and over again that people research on the Internet, but they want to actually come in someplace and see the product. And that's what the Kitchen and Bath Show is all about, seeing it, feeling it, experiencing it. What's it going to be like in my house? How does it make my life better?
I like that.
And when builders are building 20 houses, 200 houses, that's a lot of faucets. And when you're working on your own house, it's your faucet. So that matters. I love that. I love the hands-on just how does it work.
Yeah.
I can read the little blurb at the bottom of the Internet description, but come on.
I can't feel it.
You
yeah.
can't lie. I don't think you're on the Internet reading that. He's still like a go-to-the-store guy.
Yep.
Yeah, I like to go to the store.
Call the person on the phone.
Yep, and we find that same thing in all the research that we do. It's absolutely about seeing it and feeling it. And faucets are really the jewelry that go into your home. They're the thing that allow you to personalize your space. And now there's so many choices that are out there. It can let you create an environment that's really special. And seeing it and feeling it, I think, is really the key to understanding how this could potentially improve or change your life. And
they're
more than that.
Now, in the 30 seconds we have left, I want to know, how hard is it for you not to completely update your bathroom or kitchen every single time there's a new product at Dan's?
My
is it like really, really hard?
I treat them like shoes.
Yes.
I seasonally change up, and I highly encourage others to do the same.
I love that. Treating your faucets like shoes.
Yes.
Oh,
you know
well,
what?
I can't make
I'm
this
I'm going to go
up.
With that. I'm
We're kicking it into a break.
We are.
Yeah.
So go to dancefaucets.com and follow them on Twitter, because we do.
And put a Parma in your house. We'll be back with more My Fix It Up Life.
Don't go chasing waterfalls. Please stick to the rivers and the lakes that you used to. I know that you're gonna have your way or nothing at all, but I think you're moving too fast.
Got a home improvement headache?
Here's a quick tip from My Fix It Up Life on working with your spouse.
You can keep your relationship strong while you fix up your home.
Create a sensible budget together.
Be mindful of each other's time.
Get ready for dust and mess.
Compliment your spouse about their strengths before offering advice.
Plan, plan, plan.
And don't forget to smile.
For more quick tips, tune in to the My Fix It Up Life show Saturdays at 10 a.m. on 1520 a.m. WCHE. Got paint prep? Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's 14-in-1 multi-tool. It scrapes paint, spreads spackle, sets nails, it even cleans rollers. It screws and unscrews just about anything. There's even a bottle opener. Buy it online at Amazon.com.
Keep on rocking in a free world.
You're rocking back inside my fix-it-up life.
Well, James Young, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing fantastic.
Yeah.
Having a good show.
You are?
Yeah.
You've been just going around filming and
every
checking
place.
Out all the new
I've
products?
Been, I've been all around the place looking at all the new technology, all the new products. This is a big show.
Giant.
This is a big show, and actually I've done four of them. This has been my favorite.
Oh,
nice.
Is that right?
This has been my favorite.
Sweet.
Now, do you hate your kitchen while you're here?
Do I hate my kitchen while I'm here?
Oh, are you thinking about all the things that you want in your kitchen at your house because all the cool stuff that's here
Actually,
at the show?
I'm going to have to admit I'm not thinking about my kitchen at home because it's like negative 10 degrees there and it's very cold. And so I'm just forgetting about this is like vacation. This is vacation. This is my vacation.
I was just saying that earlier. This is vacation.
This is vacation.
I don't have to, like, clean any dishes.
No.
I don't have to make any lunches. I mean,
I
it's kind of
I have to change a bed. I go back in the hotel. The bed's made.
It's all
yeah.
done. It's
magic.
All done for you.
It is. It's like magic.
Vegas, baby. I love it.
That's it. Now, you've lived here before, right?
I've lived here. I've worked in this building before. Yes, I have.
Wow.
I've lived here a few
Did
times.
You live in a hotel like Elvis?
No, I had an apartment. I wasn't like Elvis.
Oh, that's okay. Well,
okay,
walking around here.
Follow-up, did you have a pantsuit?
Pantsuit?
No,
very important question.
No. I had overalls. Okay,
that's
I had work
pantsuit.
Overalls.
Did you wear the bibs?
I had the bibs, man.
You
I was
did?
All in it. Had my hard hat on, my bibs. I mean, construction. You know construction.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now, bib overalls, this is a very important conversation.
I know, it's a style question.
I don't even know why I opened that can of worms up.
So you got a bib, and clearly no sleeves is going to happen.
Oh,
right?
Man, you gotta rock the guns, man. You got to rock the guns.
Did you wear, now you're an electrician.
I'm like commercial electrician in this building.
You guys wear tool pouches, or is it all in your pocket?
I'm not a tool pouch kind of guy. Even in the kitchens, I don't pouch up.
A lot of guys don't pouch up in the kitchen because you wreck stuff.
Yeah, I don't pouch up. It's just clumsy. And I mean, they have different strokes for different folks. I just don't happen to
Right, because you're wrong.
Right.
So, anyway.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to change the subject before you get in any more trouble, Mark.
I'm going to get my bib overall.
I think that's a good
Why
plan.
Did I say that?
I don't know.
Absolutely
you just...
no idea why I said that.
I lull you in like you don't know
you
that,
did.
I'm, that I'm coming out. It's like Venus flytrap.
Cannot believe I just shared that.
So you're walking around the show. I know you're filming probably for a special for DIY Network.
The Hot List special.
The
all
hot
the hottest
list.
Stuff that's here at the show.
You and Jeff Devlin
yep,
doing
Jeff
the Hot List.
Doing the bath.
You guys are, you know, the hot guys, right?
I guess so.
That's what's up.
That's up to you.
You know, they cast you for a reason.
Your husband's sitting right there.
Yeah,
hey,
there.
I'm not, I've already gotten enough trouble. Myself, so I'm going to tread lightly here today.
But do you have a short list of things you're looking for upcoming episodes for I
oh,
Hate
yeah.
My Kitchen?
Oh, yeah.
Are you, like, looking at them in the corner of your eye while you're filming?
Absolutely. A lot of stuff that we see here at K-Biz,
mm-hmm.
at some point during the season, we try to use some of that stuff integrated into the design. So there's some really cool stuff that we actually in this booth right here that we're at. They have this bakery cabinet, like
yes.
a pantry. It
love
has everything
that.
A baker could. That's going in a show.
That
I guarantee
that. That turquoise went out first.
Yes,
I love that.
That is
yes.
definitely going into a show.
All
I know
right.
it for a fact.
Okay.
And do you sometimes even build these sort of designs and remodels around a product that you just got to use it because it's so cool?
Oh yeah, absolutely. We try to just customize as much as we can. So if there's a product that we like or that we've seen, we might try to just make it. We might steal it. God, I keep getting myself
See,
into trouble.
Yeah, you've heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. It's all made up.
I know
what you're talking about, though, because you see the product like this baker's
right,
pantry
right.
shelf you're talking about. Then you get going, you meet the right homeowner, and they bake.
They're bakers,
they
and
bake,
that's what they want.
And you're like, I'm waiting for this opportunity
right.
to use it.
Yes.
I get it.
Absolutely.
Get
and we were
it.
Talking,
and
too, yesterday.
And you make the whole thing baker's pantry.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
Yesterday, the psychology of, like, design and figuring out what to do for which, you know, person that you're designing and creating
right.
and building for, and the whole process that you go through. Can you take us down, like, what do you do with the homeowners on the show, like, each episode? Like, you ask them, like, there are, like, five questions you always ask.
I ask them a bunch of questions, you know, what's their inspiration? Tell them to come up with the inspiration mm-hmm. notebook. What's the media source?
Pinterest. Yeah.
You know, go on Pinterest. Go to these different places. Mm-hmm. Magazine articles. Mm-hmm. See what you like. We put all that stuff together. We talk about their styles, whether it's rustic, whether it's very modern, contemporary. And then we just wrap it around them because it's for them. We
now,
want them to love their kitchen.
Have
so.
You ever seen where they've gathered up all these images and you're getting to know them and you're like, that's not you. That's not you at all. You think that's you, but that's not you.
You know what's funny is it's kind of the opposite. They'll tell me we love color, any kind of color, and then, so it's a surprise, we'll do something, we've got it all laid out, and they're like just looking at us in shock, like, what's this? I said, what? I thought you loved color.
So,
any color. You said any color. We love lots of color.
No, I love.
I mean, that's actually happened.
We meant every shade of beige, actually, James. We didn't really mean color. We meant
right.
different beige.
That's it. Beige and white. Very
yeah.
neutral. But that is actually happened. And what's funny is it's on camera, and it was like a big surprise. I'm just saying, it was a person. It was a big surprise for her. And we had her initials all in the floor. And it was very colorful floor because she had a business. And we, you know, I unveiled it, and I'm looking for the, oh, my God, that's great. And she just froze up. She said, wow, how do I clean that? It happened.
What? No. Okay. You're a cool guy, level-headed, a lot like me, for example.
They're like, what do you do?
So what, like, did your jaw just hit the floor and... Did you, like, your face all crinkle up and say, what's going on?
Actually, I had to roll with it. We were on camera. It was, you know, it was like, how do you clean it? I said, a little soap and water, and it'll be nice and clean. I mean, I had to go with it.
Oh, wow.
But she was like, how do I clean that?
I mean,
that's how she said it.
Yeah. I would have been paralyzed, and I would have just looked at her like, did an alien just fall out of space? Like, what?
Yeah, where did that come from? I never saw that one. And if you knew this woman, she had so much energy. She was great. She was crying when the whole kitchen was finished the last day when we unveiled it. She was crying. So she loved her kitchen. But the floor, the colors, just, it threw her for a little bit.
Oh, wow.
But she fell in love with it.
So what are we going to be tuning into? Can you give us a preview of episodes that are coming up? For
episodes,
I Hate My Kitchen on DIY Network.
That are
any
up.
Like anything that you have that you've done that's coming up that
I
you're like
different
psyched
stuff
about?
I did.
Okay.
Some different stuff I did. I did a backsplash
mm-hmm.
using vintage bottle caps.
I love that.
So you have all kinds of different colors and different caps. It's that very vintage look. Really cool. I mean, it really popped in the kitchen. That's something that's pretty cool. It's different. You don't see
yeah,
that.
Yeah, just thinking about that, like collecting
there,
those
you
bottle
actually
caps.
Can go online and you can buy vintage bottle caps.
And then it's painstaking, like
yeah,
putting them
yeah.
all.
Yeah, I had the. You ever seen the two-way adhesive?
Yeah.
Yes.
That you just put on the wall.
Yeah, yeah. Like Bondera. Yeah.
You put them on there, and they stuck.
There's enough surface area for them to stick.
Yeah, and I mean it's a long, tedious process, putting all these, you know, little bottle caps, and you want to get your colors, you know. It was really cool.
Did you grout it too?
Yes, we did.
What did you use?
I don't even remember.
I'm so curious how that would even come out.
That must have taken 5 years to grout.
It took a long time. It took a very long time. But I did have a lot of help because the homeowners both worked on it with me.
Okay. In the minute or so we have left, which I'm upset that it's only a minute. But in the backsplashes are harder than people think. I think.
Okay.
And do you tape off the counter and put paper down?
Yes.
To protect
it? Sometimes I take the blue tape and I put it right at the bottom. Sometimes it depends on the surface of the countertop, you know. But, sometimes I put paper down. All the time I tape, though. I put the blue tape down.
To protect the surface and make sure
absolutely.
And all that.
But not too close to the edge, because then if you put the backsplash on top of it, you can't pull the tape up. So you got to come off. You got to come off a little bit. So you got to think about it. You got to
right.
think about it
right there. You got to do that. Yeah. Yeah. That's what happens.
Think about it.
Yeah. And also you got
to
think about your attire when you do that. You're going to get mortar on your bib.
I never should have told you
that. I'm going to get you a set of bibs.
There you go.
It's hot pink.
Hot pink.
Oh, yeah.
Pink bib. I hate my kitchen, but I love you. We'll be back. Check out James Young on DIY Network's I Hate My Kitchen. Stay with us. We'll be back with more My Fix It Up Live.
How many days of the year she woke up with up on the bounties, and I got been so insincere, making a promise that's never for real. As long as I stand there waiting, wearing the holes in the soles of her shoes. How many days disappear? Look in the mirror, so how do you choose? Clothes never wear as well the next day. Yeah, I never found quite the same way. You never seem to run out of things to say. This is the story of a girl. Got a room, drive the whole world. But she looks so sad in photographs. Never when she smiles.
Rebuilding Together believes that everyone deserves to live in a safe and healthy home. For nearly 25 years, Rebuilding Together has provided critical home repairs for low-income homeowners in need. With support from volunteers and skilled professionals, Rebuilding Together affiliates complete 10,000 rebuild projects every year, working to revitalize and stabilize vulnerable neighborhoods and communities across the country. Join Rebuilding Together and rebuild in your community. Find out how you can make a difference and get involved at RebuildingTogether.org.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clemens. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Don't go chasing waterfalls. Please stick to the rivers and the lakes that you used to. I know that you're gonna have your way or nothing at all, but I think you're moving too fast.
You're moving just at the right speed. Tim Williams, timwilliams.com. Singing us in to another Dan's Plumbing segment here at Design Construction Week.
You're kind of getting gentle, like a little mellow.
Tim,
bring it down a notch there.
I really enjoyed that.
You need to play some Limp Bizkit or something for you?
Yeah, now we got to get nasty. What's that song?
It's just one of those days.
Yeah.
I don't think the folks at Dan's would like that, because Mark would just start like tipping over toilets and running around in that water stream that's going on.
Now, Dan's.com would shut down their servers.
Doing pull-ups off of the
display. I got to get that done.
You'd be all crazy.
I got to climb up there and walk across. That'll be for our video.
If anybody wants to see that, you can go to Dan's.com and send them a note saying, I request that Mark do something ridiculous here.
I hope that aluminum truss is load-bearing, because I'm on it.
Well, I'm so excited.
I'm tweeting right now. I want to see it.
Michael Murphy from Lamb Plus, how are you?
I'm great. It's so nice to meet you guys in person.
I know we've been talking on the phone for a while.
Yes, we have.
And it's nice to actually see your face and be with you.
You guys are like so buff and trim, and I didn't realize like.
You know my trick.
Did you give him $20?
Whenever I'm standing in line, I do calf raises.
My God.
And Las Vegas is all about standing in line.
Yes.
Sometimes.
It's about patience.
But see, then I get to the front of the buffet and then eat.
Yes.
Patience and then, let's
make
do
it all
everything.
Worth it.
Cookie Monster, everything in.
Yes.
I love the buffets in Las Vegas. You have sushi for breakfast. You can have anything you want any time of day.
It's Vegas.
It's kind of ridiculous.
But Michael Murphy Lamps Plus. You're here
is
to
that
talk
his new
with
name?
Us. Yeah, Michael Murphy Lamps Plus.
Sorry, your last name is now Lamps Plus. Mr. Lamps Plus. Oh, you know what? That's an awesome name, Mr. Lamps Plus.
There actually is a Mr. Lamps Plus. He owns the company.
Well,
and there's a Mrs. Lamps Plus. They're married.
Oh, and they have little sconces as children.
They do. A little boy and a little girl sconce.
Oh, not so good.
They're very bright.
Oh, yes. Well, I can imagine.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to lie down.
Yeah.
My blood pressure can't take it. Oh, that's too good. But design destinations, you're here to talk with us about trends and what.
Well,
you're
that's what I'm hoping.
Absolutely. We are seeing some. It's been amazing. I haven't got to walk the whole show, but this place is, it's my first time here, and it's just been phenomenal. And some of the trends we're seeing, especially in lighting, is industrial is still very, very hot. But not like the industrial from the industrial age, a little bit more warm industrial, a little bit softer, a little bit softer colors. Instead of it being like a really hard, heavy iron, it's a little bit softer, more oil rub bronze, a little bit more flex, a little bit more paint chips falling off things. And what we're doing is we see a lot of agrarian style being infused into industrial, like with the cages. Like, you think about those cages that farmers would carry around chickens in or poultry or whatever.
Sure, yeah.
And those cages on top of the lamps, I mean, it gives us a great opportunity to celebrate the light bulb. And we're all about that at Lamps Plus. We love celebrating the light bulb right now, and especially the Edison bulb. It has that filament. You can see the filament in it. It's a very warm light, and we're excited about the industrial trend. I mean, I can go on and on and on. There's so many different trends, but that's one of the most prevalent for us right now.
Now, I'm curious, though. Is there something that you wish was a trend? Like, personally, that is like a baby to you. You're like, I love this so much. I can't wait for the world to love it, too.
You know, something that I have for the past several years seeing coming more and more in vogue is gold and brass.
Mm-hmm.
It's been around for a while in the design community, but now we're seeing it more utilized, not only in like faucets, but definitely in lighting. And it's becoming that very warm. Again, it's all about warmth and comfort and the relaxed attitude that I think we're going into. But that warmth of gold, more of a matte gold, not that brass, shiny.
I saw your face. I'm are my sunglasses?
No.
I want the State House in Massachusetts in my living room. You know, is it gilded? I mean, how much does it cost?
It's not the heavy, bright stuff. It's a little bit more matte and softer colors.
That makes me.
Yeah.
I wanted to. You hate when I do this, but I actually want to go backwards to the industrial because.
Rewind.
As much as actually, I just want to introduce you again and start it all over, Michael Murphy Lamps Plus.
They have kids.
They're very bright.
Yay.
Let's replay the interview where we talked about Spears and stuff too.
Britney Spears? Did you guys go to the concert?
No, not Britney Spears.
With you, we had some ridiculous segue.
You know, about running down the mountain and sort of,
No, we're not going that far back.
Spear.
But the trend that I see a lot of and what this industrial, the way you described it, reminded me was steampunk.
Yeah, a little bit.
Is that a little bit or is it a lot?
For us at Lamps Plus, it's a little bit. Steampunk's pretty hard edge. Like when you really get into it, it's very hard edged, and we're a little bit softer. We're to me, I don't know if steampunk's really like consumer friendly. If that makes sense.
You might have to be a little whacked out to like it. Say, for example,
I like it.
Well, it's a
little, I'm whacked out.
It's a little bit more specific.
Yeah.
Somebody with a design eye can really pull it off. But for us, you know, it's more about timeless tradition, investment pieces.
Yeah.
It's not. I mean, we're talking about trends, but really we're talking about things that are that will have longevity about them. That's not just going to be around a month or a year.
Right.
I mean, these are things that we predict are going to be around for at least a decade, two decades long.
Now, you talked about gold and you talked about the industrial feel.
Mm-hmm.
How And then you talked about the light bulb. So now all I can think about is color. And how, this is a stupid question, and you don't even have to answer it, but how do you weave?
You can take a pass.
It just, how do you weave color into stuff that's metallic, that's got light in it, that, and then make that all hang together?
Yeah. Well, we have a great new program called Color Plus. Lamps Plus at Color Plus at Lamps Plus. We're offering several different bases, lampshades, and over 150 colors. They're based on Pantone and Sherwin-Williams colors, so if you're an interior designer, you can show your client the exact color. You don't have to guess. There's also metallics in it, so you can do an inside. They're glass table lamps, floor lamps, sconces, and we have a few other things that are coming out later this year.
Color
as well.
Plus.
Yep, and any color imaginable. I mean, it's like 150 colors. So if you're just looking, if you have a very neutral, very traditional home, and you're just looking for that pop of color, like this year Pantone named Radiant Orchid as the color of the year, and Sherwin-Williams did Plum. So if you're into that plum, purpley colors, you can go to lampsplus.com, you can search Radiant Orchid, you can choose the base you want, the shades you want, and you can add that pop of color into your neutral room, a couple of pillows, and you've completely updated your look for $200.
So how often are you updating your house?
That's a trick question.
Yeah.
It's a trick question because you're so busy updating everybody else's.
Yeah.
That you,
know,
you just live in a plain white box. You can say
yes.
Wait, really? No. I live in a mid-century modern house in Los Angeles. I'm very lucky. We've talked about this before. I actually have a house. I'm lucky enough to have a house in Nebraska, too. I have a four square in Nebraska, so complete contrast. So I get to play in design a lot, and I love it. But deep down, I'm pretty much a traditionalist. So I like having very basic neutral furnishings all around, and I do that punch of color. I'll go somewhere and pick up some pillows. I'll go to lampsplus.com, pick up a rug, some lighting, and change it out. Not necessarily seasonally, but maybe, you know, twice a year, you know, spring and fall.
And is that a good – we talk about color a lot. We talk about color walls and, you know, magma
yep.
red and lava, you know, color, boom, let's make it happen.
Yep.
But for people who just don't necessarily dig that, but you don't want to live in an opaque world either. It looks like
yep.
a manila file folder.
Yep.
That's great advice that you just gave, which is to use those kinds of colors.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, something that I talk about a lot, especially with Manya, who's our chief creative officer, is people innately know what they want and what they love. And if you go with your gut and you go with what you love, your home's going to reflect it and you're going to love it. You know, you could come in, you should walk into your entry and just be happy to be home and just love where you live.
That is so important because your home kind of sets the tone for your entire being.
Absolutely.
Your mental state.
That's why we love what you...
Your
what,
love yeah. with your husband, your wife, you know, how you connect as a family,
mm-hmm.
you know, how you can relax after our hard days of work.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, going with your gut and not thinking so much about the next person that's going to have
yeah.
your house or... being scared of it. I think it's such good advice.
Well, thank you. That's why we love... Oh, I'm sorry.
Get more advice from Michael Murphy. Visit lampsplus.com. Check out their products, their color guides, all that stuff. Check us out, because we're going to take a break. We'll be back with more from Dan Plumbing, Booth and Design Construction Week. Check them out at dan's.com. We'll be back with more. And I'm fine.
Had done wrong. Build your tower, but call me home. I will build a throne. Watch my eyes, I'll never again. Love the one you hold. I'll be your goal. Having to hold. Lover of the light, too tight, as like marble, which fit me high. Watch me as I glide, before I stumble homeward, you know I've tried, was not stable, flawed my life. If my thing when I hold my hands up, breathe in, breathe out. new home. I'll be your goal. Heaven to home. Lover of life.
Entrance with Therma-True fiberglass doors and 5-pound synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting Therma-True.com and 5-pound.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at GreenStreetLux.com.
It's time to bring beauty back in your next project by seeing red. Born to beat the elements, Western Red Cedar is awesome for outdoor rooms, decks, fences, pergolas, and more. Inside, cedar is a sweet choice for hope chests, highlight walls, and woodworking projects, big and small. Stable, chemical-free, and safe, cedar is a natural choice. So bring beauty back to the yard and punch up projects inside the house. For more information and ideas, see red at wrcla.org.
Love the one you hold. I'll be your goal. Heaven to hold. Lover of a life.
You're back inside my Fix It Up Life with my wife Teresa.
And my husband Mark.
We're here at the Dan's Plumbing Booth at Design Construction Week, the first ever
Kitchen and Bath Industry Show.
Gigantic.
What happened is the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show, it found the International Builders Show, and then they had a love story, and they decided to cohabitate together here in Las Vegas.
Kevin McJoint from Dan's Plumbing, does that make you as uncomfortable as it makes me? Because my skin's crawling a little bit. I don't love
it. I just kind of made that up because I think every story is a love story in the end.
I think it's a great story. I'd go with it.
It's a love story. Yeah.
I'd go with it. I love it. You're here to talk with us about something, a word that Teresa and I just heard for the first time today. Laminar.
Correct.
Yes.
What even is that?
Laminar actually means in line or straight, and it describes the flow of the water coming out of our bathroom faucets.
So
it sounds really simple, but it's pretty fabulous.
Fair enough. Here's the quick story is most faucets have an aerated stream. They have air bubbles inside the stream of the water. That's why it looks white. So kitchen faucets, bathroom faucets, they look white when the water comes out because there's air in it. And they do that, it increases the force so you can clean your pots better, you can rinse your toothbrush better. It increases the force of the water without actually having more water.
Hmm.
The downside of that is it's a little louder. It's because it's a little stronger, it sprays more and creates splatter around.
So when you wash your hands, the stuff that's on your hands gets up the side of the sink and
so
forth.
Right, and on the counter and around.
Yeah.
So what we've done at Dan's is to take that water stream and take the air out of the water so it's a clear stream.
So how do you take the air out?
Well, the nozzle at the very tip of a faucet is what puts the air in or allows the not to put the air in.
Okay.
So it's just an insert at the tip that allows the flow to flow the way we want it.
But so my first question is, am I running 80 gallons of water down the sink when I brush my teeth with laminar?
There's no difference in the flow rate. The flow rates are set by code. So you can only have X gallons a minute. In our case, it's 1.5 gallons per minute for a bathroom faucet kind of nationwide. So whether it's got aerated or it's clear, it's the same flow.
It's one of those things that you really have to see and
right. Understand.
Do you have a video on dams.com where people can
see
it? We're
putting together a bunch of videos now. We have some, and we're going to be adding more, because what we've done is really taken this thing and expanded it throughout the line. And the real benefits to the user are that it's clear, so it looks better, which, of course, we're about looking cool, but it's functional.
Well, you do look cool. Well, I just want to tell you that.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, that's bottom line. Yeah. I'm right here.
There you go.
Yeah.
but it's clean because it doesn't splatter around, and it's quiet. It doesn't have the same spray, and that's a bigger deal for a lot more people, is that the sound of their faucets and their plumbing, believe it or not, is becoming more interesting. So there's some real tangible benefits to the user, as well as a stylistic one. And it fits with the Dan's faucet collection, which is a lot of contemporary ones look better with a laminar flow than with an aerated one.
And I was thinking down that path, like those faucets that sort of go through a little trough and then out.
Oh, yeah.
You can do that. That's how laminar makes that possible.
Correct. If you have an open spout, as they call them, where water kind of waterfalls out of it,
yeah,
that's kind of like laminar as well. It's not aerated. It's clear. But that's a type of clear stream as well.
That is so nice. You know, it's actually calming, the laminar. Like, it's calming to use that faucet.
Zen-like. Almost.
Yes, it is.
Right.
Everybody could use more zen in their life. I mean, seriously, a bathroom is supposed to be your retreat where you can just relax and chill.
Right.
I'm literally having the same experience with that, though, because our HVAC system, I'm thinking about my own house, HVAC system. And it's blowing air out. We have a sump pump that runs when we have power. You know, that's going. You turn on the sink, and it is like a shotgun blast of water coming out of the thing. And to get that peace and quiet, it's like a door that closes well.
Yes.
I'm a geek for those details, and I like that.
Right.
So we're swapping out for laminar.
There you go.
Yeah, we are.
There you go.
It's happening right now.
Exactly. And it works not just in round spouts, but also in squarish or ribbon-type spouts. I think you guys have seen some of the faucets we have here that have a flat spout to them. It's almost like a
Gorge
ribbon.
Gorge us.
Yeah. And the same clear water flows out of that in such a way that it's interesting, and it's playful, and it's perfect for our brand, and it really works well.
So can you take the water, and I'll do this inarticulately, and make it do stuff?
Within limits, yes. You can shape the flow of the waters within certain limits.
And so it doesn't have to just come out as a ribbon, or it could.
Correct. It's very difficult engineering, actually, but you can make it flow flat or round or connect or do a number of things.
Wow.
Okay.
I'll help you with that if you
mind
need any difficult engineering.
My mind is blown. Like actually shaping the water that comes out of your faucet.
So you've got the experience of quiet. You've got the experience of clarity.
Yep.
You've got the experience of softness.
Uh-huh.
Your sink might be cleaner.
Right. Right.
Give or take.
And it looks cool.
Well, you know, I'm sold on that.
I would blow the water sense on that because I just run the faucet all day and sit in my bathroom.
Really? If it makes you more like calm and zen-like, I think it would be worth it in the long run.
It might be worth a few gallons of water.
We have to collect all of that water, though, to like water our plants.
But it all meets water sense.
Absolutely.
You can't create a faucet that doesn't do 1.5 gallons.
You can. The actual, it's 2.5 gallons is the actual maximum. 2.2, excuse me, is the maximum allowed by law. But water sense is a voluntary limit that virtually everybody appeals to now, and that's 1.5. And there's no reason not to do that, because every function that you need a bathroom faucet for can be done with 1.5 gallons.
That's so smart.
So you can wash your hands and get that feeling of the water all over it instead of bubbles dancing on it. But aeration still works, too.
Absolutely. And the kitchen faucets are not laminar. They are aerated because you want a little more oomph in that spray coming out of the kitchen. Even if it's a spray or if it's a stream, the aerated stream still makes a lot of sense in the kitchen because it's more of a utility.
It's more of a you gotta get the food off the plate.
It helps.
Gotta get the egg yolks, which are tough.
So we've put this clear laminar flow in the bathroom, but not in the kitchens, for a good reason.
So in the minute that we have left, when you're traveling like for the International Builder Show and you're staying at whatever hotel you're staying at, So you get in there and you turn on the faucets and everything inside the hotel room, and you're like, ah, they should really have this. They should be, you know.
Absolutely. All of us who work in this industry, I'm sure, have this sickness where everywhere we go, we look at the faucets and the toilets and the shower heads, and we complain to ourselves about how bad it all is. How come they're not using our stuff?
So when you're, like, going out, you know, on a date, and you have to go to the bathroom immediately just to check it out, you come back and you're, oh, I'm so mad. This is awful.
Right.
Is that a downer?
It could be a better experience
than it
was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
correct. Now, and I haven't been on a date for a while, but when I come out of the bathroom and I tell my kids there's a dance faucet in that bathroom and I'm all excited, they think I'm really weird.
Well, you aren't really weird because a dance faucet is a good faucet.
There you go. And check them all out at dance.com. Check us out. We're coming right back at the Dance Plumbing Booth at Design Construction Week. We'll be back with more.
Replacing a roof is a major investment. When considering your options, make sure to investigate synthetic roofing slate and shake tiles from DaVinci Roofscapes. Cost-effective and made to last, DaVinci's weather-resistant roofing tiles have a 50-year warranty. A DaVinci roof provides long-term comfort and security, along with adding great beauty to the exterior. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci Slate and Shake Tiles. For more information, visit DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624.
Sanding walls before you paint? Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's dust-free sander. Attach to your wet dry vac and go. No drywall dust on your furniture, no tough cleanup when you're done. Buy online at Amazon.com.
You're back inside My Fix It Up Life, and we're at the end of our show.
So go check us out at myfixituplife.com for projects, inspiration. Send us an email at info@myfixituplife.com with your questions, your stories, your projects, your success.
Watch our videos on YouTube. Follow us on Facebook. Check us out on Twitter. Hey, we're even on Google+.
And check out more episodes on iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and every week on 15:20 a.m. in Philadelphia.
So check out another rockin' episode of My Fix It Up Life.
MyFixItUpLife.com. This is My Fix It Up Life. And that's the show.
It might be just a pretty face looking back at me. It might be an idle conversation piece. It might be another wasted memory, but I'd like to wait and see. It might be first date on a city street. It might be a gift that brings me to my knees. It might be initials carved into a tree, and I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad you walked into my life, into my fix-it-up life. This is my fix-it-up life. White dress walking up to me. It might be sunrise in a sky blue sea. It might be the holder of my front door key. And I'd like